You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is the book of John, chapter 15, verse 26 to 27. But when the Helper comes, whom I shall send to you from the Father, the Spirit of Truth, who proceeds from the Father, he will testify of me. And you also will bear witness, because you have been with me from the beginning. According to the words of Jesus, the Holy Spirit is about Christ. The reason the Holy Spirit is coming, the reason the Holy Spirit came, is to testify of Jesus. The manifestation of the Holy Spirit is Christ. Wherever the Holy Spirit is present, how do you know it's Christ? How do you know a life that truly has the Holy Spirit? That life will become like Christ. That life will grow in the knowledge of Christ. The move of the Holy Spirit is not noise. The move of the Holy Spirit is not men and women falling on each other. Sometimes I just wonder how a preacher will say, "Do you want some there?" And it will blow wind and people are falling down. How is that the move of the Holy Spirit? How does that help the cause of God? How does that in any way bring these people closer to Jesus? What does it do? Absolutely nothing. People are sick in the hospital. You will not go and pray for them. It is people who came for meeting, who want to hear the word of God, that you now be blowing wind so that they fall on each other. And you will say, powerful move of God, powerful meeting, powerful that. They will hold your head and be spinning you in the name of the work of the Holy Spirit. How is that the work of the Holy Spirit? Jesus said, he will testify of me. Anywhere the Holy Spirit is truly operational, you will hear about Jesus. You will know Jesus. You will become like Jesus. You will be consumed with Jesus. That was why when you look at the apostles and the epistles, it's all about Jesus. Today we have entire ministry that really has nothing to do with Jesus. Jesus is just the name they use to rubber stamp. Jesus is not the message for them. That is a lie of the devil. That is deception. That is not the work of the Holy Spirit. And that is why, though we have different gifts, please note, we have one message. I've been hearing people saying that, oh, you know, maybe that's the message God gave to that preacher. That's the message God gave to this one. God did not give different messages. There is only one message. If you are preaching and what you are preaching is not that one message, you are not preaching the message of Christ. There is only one gospel. That's why the scripture says, even if an angel preach another gospel, it means there is only one gospel. Where did we get this idea today that God sends some people to preach prosperity and God sends some people to preach about the coming of Christ? God sends some people. That is a lie from the devil. The Bible says that we must declare the total counsel of God. If you are going to a place where they believe that what God has called them to do is to preach money, is to preach paper, and they believe that is the call of God upon their life, I'm telling you, they are set up to destroy your soul. You better stop going to such places. It will never help your soul. We must proclaim the total counsel of God. When Jesus was living, what did he ask us to preach in Matthew chapter 28? He said, teaching everything whatsoever I've commanded you. What did Peter preach? Everything Jesus commanded. What did Paul preach? Everything Jesus commanded. Why didn't they say that, oh, we have different gifts? No, Peter may have gone to the Jews and Paul to the Gentiles, but they preached the same message to the two of them. They didn't preach a different message. Brethren, please note, wherever the Holy Spirit is operational, what you will know, the ultimate sign is that you will see Jesus. That is why the fruit of the Spirit is the most authentic way to prove that the Holy Spirit is in a life. And what is that fruit? It is Christ. Any life where the Holy Spirit is walking, you will see Christ. If you don't see Christ, I'm telling you, the Holy Spirit is not there. May the Lord give you understanding. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234-818-615-7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.